waiting it out as the storm clouds move in for the Democrats. No big deal. I'm Steve Guerrero. I'll sort it out for you. I will. God bless America. It's the Steve Guerrero Show for Wednesday, February 12, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, is Michigan about to see a burst in economic activity because of the $9.5 billion earmarked for roads and infrastructure over the next 5 years? The short-term answer, yes. But what will that mean for motorists and taxpayers? We'll get to that. Number two, the UAW kickbacks that have landed union officials in legal and ethical hot water were used for such important items as cosmetic surgery. So bad that a U.S. attorney called it a culture of corruption, unethical, greedy, and self-indulgent, too. And number one, the rising waters of the Great Lakes could cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars in repairs, upgrades, maintenance, so much more, the erosion. If you're anywhere near the big lakes, you know. Water level's high, the waves get to working. Erosion is destroying a lot more than just homes on the Lake Michigan shoreline and elsewhere around the state. You know, I spent a fair amount of time in Charlevoix County, as you know. A fair amount of time in Charlevoix County. Lake Charlevoix is, it levels, you know, I haven't seen, of course, I haven't been there very long. Locals haven't seen. But state, federal, and local officials are now discussing ways to prepare to fix the roads that are being washed away, because it's not just houses, it's roads, bridges being damaged. Brad Weirfrick, the director of the Michigan Department of Transportation, said officials are eyeing 40 locations affected by high water and flooding. Weirfrick said the cost for the short term could be $5 million in the short term. Long term could be better than $100 million. They can get expensive in a hurry, he said. Well, that's true. You do have an extra $3.5 billion now that has been put in place by the governor to work on the roads. That $3.5 billion, by the way, to be spent over the next 5 years, you already get $1.2 billion a year coming in. So over the next several years, that's $9.5 billion coming in to fix roads and infrastructure. So that is good news. And it may, maybe it can help with this problem with the rising waters. The officials gathered earlier this week at the state's first high water coordinating summit in Lansing. How to handle the costs associated with rising water. Shorelines are being washed away, plus damage to agricultural areas, private property. I mean, what if you had a 10-acre piece and now it's 9? And next year it'll be 8 or 7. Man, it takes me back to the conversation I had with a kid out west a few years ago, probably 6 years ago, who told me he knew for a fact the Great Lakes were drying up because of global warming. And he wouldn't listen to anything. I said, well, the lakes are actually coming up pretty fast. They are not. I have a friend that lives in Wisconsin. It's the things that people will believe. The things that they will believe if they're told it one time and, well, their friend knows better than you do. Well, okay then, young man. You live in Montana. I live in Michigan. But you know more about the Great Lakes. And global warming was destroying the Great Lakes because they were being dried up. So it is. All right, so from the Detroit News, I get this headline. The UAW kickbacks paid for cosmetic surgery, homes, and a lot more, according to the feds. $1.5 million in kickbacks that a corrupt UAW official received included cash and $10,000 worth of cosmetic surgery for a relative. That, according to federal prosecutors yesterday. The new details revealed as prosecutors asked a federal judge to sentence former UAW official Mike Grimes to 2 years in federal prison for his role in a bribery and kickback scheme that involved at least two others, including former union president, vice president, that is, Joe Ashton. Grimes portrayed as a vindictive shakedown artist, demanding kickbacks from UAW vendors who supplied union-branded merchandise and penalizing one UAW contractor who refused his demands. Once the unidentified vendor agreed to pay kickbacks, Grimes forced him to pay an extra $5,000 penalty money. According to the U.S. Assistant Attorney Eaton Brown, it's a culture of corruption within the senior leadership of the UAW is systemic. The need to transform the unethical, greedy, and self-indulgent behavior characteristic of UAW leadership is long overdue. The 66-year-old Grimes lives in Fort Myers, Florida. be sentenced to February the 19th by U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman. Grimes' defense lawyer declined comment, but will be filing a separate sentencing memorandum to the federal court. I mean, what a mess, right? These guys are supposed to be out there looking out for the rank and file. They're getting kickbacks and putting money in their pocket. Meanwhile, former UAW presidents Gary Jones and Dennis Williams have not been charged with wrongdoing, but prosecutors implicated them in a racketeering enterprise that also embezzled more than $1.5 million in union funds. Federal agents now probing financial ties between the new UAW president, Rory Gamble, retired Vice President Jimmy Settles, and one of the union's highest paid vendors. The agents investigating whether UAW leaders received cash kickbacks or bribes, in exchange for awarding contracts to Huntington Woods businessman Jason Gordon to supply union-branded merchandise. That all according to sources telling the Detroit News that last month. What an unmitigated mess. And something tells you we'll never know everything that went on. We've learned part of it, but we'll never know everything that went on, will we? No, absolutely not. If you're just joining us today, I'll give you a quick rundown of New Hampshire, the results there for the Democrats. Bernie Sanders wins in New Hampshire in the primary yesterday, 26% of the vote going to Bernie, 24% to Mayor Pete, and 20% to Amy Klobuchar, who came in a strong third-place finish in New Hampshire and means she's in this thing. There were only 22 delegates up for grabs. Bernie got 9, Mayor Pete got 9, and Amy Klobuchar picked up 6. So in the delegate count, Mayor Pete leads right now. And so that leads us all to Super Tuesday here in a couple of weeks, March the 3rd. That's when Michael Bloomberg will come in force. Before we get there, of course, we've got the Nevada caucuses on the 22nd of February. And then the South Carolina primary on the 29th of February. And then Super Tuesday, March the 3rd. So a lot going on in politics as far as all that goes. But it is the dream matchup. It is the dream date for Bernie Sanders. He wants the date with Michael Bloomberg. He wants to have the opportunity to bash the billionaire class up close and in person. It is dream date time for Bernie Sanders. Yes, sir. Take out Michael Bloomberg. Take out all of your frustration of Michael Bloomberg. That is the plan. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems. It's Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Wolverine is locally owned and operated and delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com or wolverinewatersystems.com. A free water test. Peace of mind is free today for you. I mean, honestly, what are you waiting for? This part of the program also brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Still coming on the program today, we're going to hear from Dr. John Lott about Mike Bloomberg's comments, racist comments on guns, gun crime, murder, and so much more. It's all straight ahead, so don't miss any of it. Plus, Ron Rademacher today in just a moment right here on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
You stay up to date with your health, so stay up to date with Healthy Michigan Plan changes too. Learn if these changes affect you so you don't lose your coverage. Although you may be excused now, you can find out more about the changes and what you can do to keep your plan at healthymichiganplan.org. You can also call the beneficiary helpline with questions at 800-642-3195. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.